New York and New Jersey are taking baby steps towards reopening their economies. In much of New York State, New York City being the notable exception, factories can now operate, and you can even pick up furniture or clothing from retail stores as long as you call ahead. In New Jersey, groups of as many as 25 people can gather outside. But the ways in which the governors are going about reopening differs tremendously, with potentially significant consequences for business owners and for the public. Here to talk about this is WNYC's economy and jobs reporter, Karen Rouse. Karen, you're reporting across the region on small business owners, workers, ministers, and they must be asking pretty urgently when the economies in both states will be reopening. How are the governors making that determination?
So earlier this month, both New York Governor Andrew Cuomo and New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy came out with reopening plans. And in them, both states set benchmarks that they need to meet before relaxing restrictions. So things like having 2 weeks in a row when the daily count of COVID-related deaths have decreased. But in general, Cuomo has been much more detailed about how to achieve those benchmarks. Also, Cuomo divided the state into 10 regions. So you have the New York City region, the Finger Lakes region, Mohawk Valley, and so on. While Murphy is treating the entire state of New Jersey as one, so the entire state has to meet the benchmarks, not just one part of it.
Let's drill down a bit more on Governor Cuomo's plan. It's a bit more detailed. Can you say more about it?
Yes. So think of this as a game, and the goal is to get to phase one of reopening. So you have to meet 7 benchmarks. For instance, Cuomo says each region must have fewer than 2 hospitalizations per 100,000 people, while Murphy says there just has to be a decline in new hospitalizations. Another benchmark, Cuomo says 30% of hospital beds and ICU beds must be empty in case there's a resurgence of COVID cases. In New Jersey, Murphy says hospital beds must have stepped down from crisis levels of care, but it's unclear what that means. Right now in New York State, every region except New York City has met those benchmarks, so they're in phase one, which means all kinds of construction work can resume, there's curbside and in-store pickup from retail stores, factories are open. There are 4 phases total, and no one has moved into phase two yet. How that happens is a little bit murky, but at one point they were talking about basically having 2 weeks in one phase before moving into the next phase. In New Jersey, there are 3 stages, but the decisions about what can be opened are largely left up to Murphy. So he'll declare with an executive order, I'm going to open up golf courses, for example, or I'm going to open up parks, both of which he's done.
Do the experts think it matters that Governor Cuomo's plan is more detailed than Governor Murphy's?
Yes. So I spoke with Rajiv Mehti, and he's an economist at Barnard College at Columbia University who's been studying the 2 states' plans. He said Murphy makes it hard to know if a goal is met.
The New Jersey metrics are based on several principles. One of them is a 14-day, appreciable and sustained drop in new COVID-19 cases, hospitalizations, and other metrics. And so what does appreciable and sustained mean is not entirely clear.
He said that for New York, it was much more clear, as we explained.
Why is it so important to have these clear metrics?
Because people need to make decisions. Professor Mehti is a perfect example. He sits on a committee at Barnard that is wrestling with what next semester will look like for students. So with Cuomo's plan, that committee knows how far New York City is from getting to phase one and when they can expect that to happen. It also allows for accountability, Jamie. If you know the target is met, you can then say, hey, Cuomo, you said when we meet these metrics, we can go into phase one. You can't do that for Murphy. Murphy's essentially telling people, we'll reopen when I feel it's right.
But it still seems, Karen, that people, at least in New York City, are confused about when reopening is going to happen. Has the Cuomo plan really been greeted with more praise?
Well, people seem to be paying attention to those benchmarks. For example, City Council member Mark Levine said on Twitter recently that New York City was close to achieving phase one benchmarks, except that it didn't have enough contact tracers. Cuomo wants 30 contact tracers per 100,000 people. Meanwhile, in the Garden State, just yesterday, a group of Republican senators sent a letter to Governor Murphy criticizing him for a lack of clarity. They said they're hearing from constituents that, and this is a quote, the manner in which reopenings have been announced appears to be arbitrary and inconsistent.
That's Karen Rouse. She reports on economy and jobs for WNYC. Karen, thank you so much for your reporting.
Thank you, Jamie.